I'm writing this at the beginning of December to be aired the last day of the year 2000. What a divisive time this has been, from Florida elections to the Great Lakes Aquarium issue in Duluth. We live in such a sadly polarized time. As an environmentalist and someone deeply committed to doing everything I can to preserve the natural world for birds, I want as little disruption to their world as possible. But as a human being who loves other human beings, I want energy, food, and paper and other wood products available at a reasonable cost for me and the people I care about. It makes sense to me that power and wood products companies and loggers and farmers would want to earn the maximum amount of money for the least possible expenditure. It makes equal sense to me that environmentalists would want the natural world preserved in a pristine state. The final solutions to issues must be made by impartial, reasoned people who fall between these extremes, people aware of the complexities of ecology and at least some of the specific requirements of components of various natural communities, but who are also aware of some of the needs and bottom lines of businesses and individuals who impact upon the natural world. Sometimes the best solution to a problem is somewhere in the middle. When U.S. West proposed to construct a 300-foot guide-lighted cell phone tower on Moose Mountain in Lakewood Township in the late 80s, I fought the proposal with everything I had. It was to be erected right in the heart of the hawk and songbird migration pathway that I love and know intimately. There was a growing demand for cell phones in the area, but with my arsenal of sound information about the dangers towers present to birds and the unique importance of this particular migration route, and also an excellent lawyer helping me for free, we arrived at a solution satisfactory to just about everyone. U.S. West did build a tower in the location they wanted, but downscaled it to a 100-foot wooden pole cemented in the ground, so it didn't need guy wires and was short enough that it didn't require the lights required for airplane safety that are so fatally attractive to birds. U.S. West gave ground. The tower doesn't transmit as far a distance as a taller tower would, and people who didn't want any tower at all had to give ground too. But overall, we arrived at a satisfactory solution that protects birds and provides cell phones for the many people who use them. In this case, the tower U.S. West constructed was less costly to them than the one they'd proposed. As we start a new year with a new administration, I hope people on both sides of issues can learn to trust in the basic humanity of their opponents. Sometimes, of course, people on either side of an issue can be just plain wrong. But to start out with mistrust of an opponent's motives muddies issues, making it difficult or even impossible for people in the middle to make wise choices. Big companies in this area provide services that all of us use, like electricity, food, paper, and the very homes we live in. And environmentalists provide expertise and passion for the wild elements that make this area so uniquely wonderful. I wish loggers and people running big companies could for a day see the world through the eyes of birders, conservationists, and environmentalists to see the deeply held values and complex knowledge they hold. And I wish those birders, conservationists, and environmentalists could for a day see the world through the eyes of loggers and people running big companies. In the real world, our only hope is that people in the middle will learn to see both sides, to listen carefully, trust in the fundamental goodness of human beings and the value of nature, and make decisions with wisdom and fairness. And I hope people fighting their battles will learn to not compromise their personal values in exchange for winning. As John Adams wrote in a letter to his wife, "We cannot ensure success, but we can deserve it." I'm Laura Erickson speaking for the birds.